WMFO in Medford. Another bit of the, what are they called? The brimstone howl there. It's exactly, it's coming up to 1 minute past 6 a.m. now. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. And no one else has turned up. What do you think? Should I go on? I didn't get here till late, you know? I'll carry on for a little while. How about that?
When the president talks to God, are the conversations brief or long? Does he ask to rape our women's rights and send poor farm kids off to die? Does God suggest an oil hike when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, are the consonants all hard or soft? Is he resolute all down the line? Is every issue black or white? Does what God say ever change his mind when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, does he fake that drawl or merely nod? Agree which convicts should be killed, where prisons should be built and filled, which voter fraud must be concealed when the president talks to God? When the president talks to God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. We should find some jobs, the ghetto's broke. No, they're lazy, George, I say we don't. Just give them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends. When the president talks to God, do they drink near beer and go play golf? While they pick which countries to invade, which Muslim souls still can be saved? I guess God just calls a spade when the president talks to God. When the president talks to God, does he ever think that maybe he's not? That voice is just inside his head when he kneels next to the presidential bed? Does he ever smell his own bullshit when the president talks to God? I doubt it. I doubt it.
Yeah.
Couch of Eureka from the album Year of Zombie. You knew that, right? And a track called Numb. Before that, Bright Eyes, When the President Talks to God, which I think was a single, but I'm not sure exactly. I'm never really too sure about anything exactly, am I? You're listening to WNFO. Can you play now? That would be really good.
So much to do, and I have
The Coxo Twins and a thing called High Monkey Mark. Not sure if that ever came out. It was on the singles collection, but I'm not sure if it ever actually came out in its truest form. Before that, Mitski, Your Best American Girl from Puberty 2 on Dead Oceans from last year. Oh, I'm tired. My back hurts. And as I say, I had car trouble. I hope I'm going to be able to get home. We're broadcasting from Medford in Massachusetts. And Cambridge, really. Cambridge stroke Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. You're listening to WMFO. And yeah, I guess I've got something obscure now. I almost sound as though I'm trying to make excuses for it before the start. That's probably not. Probably not a great idea, is it? I like this anyway, okay? Thank you, boys. That was Red Asphalt and a 7-inch single on Egg and Anvil, their own label, from, I don't know, way back. Years and years and years ago. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites anyone and everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net. That was a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you heard, as I said, from Red Asphalt, and an album I've been playing recently, which I like, is called Alone from the Pretenders. This is Chord Lord.
Likes her better than me. Everybody here tonight could see her. He liked her better than me. Couldn't even get in the dance. In fact, I didn't.
street. I haven't got the heat, can't keep up with the beat like I should. This neighborhood, I got nothing to prove. Then the bouncer made me move, and that little piece of fluff moved in on and ran with the groove. That's the way I'm going down. Watch me now as I hit the ground. Ooh, take a look around. You see me?
You go from the latest Pretenders album, which is called Alone, and that's a track called Chord Lord. And I think it's a great album. I really do. I think she's back on form, and she had Dan from Dan back. I don't know how to say his name, but you know who I mean, right? He was producing and co-writing on the album with Chrissy Hynde. She hasn't got Martin Chambers on it, her longtime drummer. I don't know what's going on there. He's always on all her albums. I really don't know what's going on there.
Thank you.
They're called Garden Variety, the name of the band, and the album was called Knocking the Skill Level from about 1995. They're on Cargo Records out of the West Coast. I'm not sure exactly. I really should do some research on these bands, but I like them. There's some other good stuff on that album called Knocking the Skill Level. Before that, The Pretenders and a track called Chord Lord from Alone. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Did I say that? I probably said it a few times, haven't I? A lady who kind of broke out to be, kind of ventured out on her own now from being a singer with a band. The band were called the Carolina Chocolate Drops, is Rhiannon Giddens. And she's produced this track, which is called Freedom Highway from a forthcoming album with By Beeman. Have a listen to this. I like it. It kind of grows on you, creeps up on you. What I mean, I really like that. She was originally with the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Rhiannon Giddens there with B. Beeman. I can't even pronounce his name. Don't know who he is. Around, 6:31 now on WMFO. Good morning.
Viens faire un tour sur ma moto, monsieur le président.
Si
monsieur
le président, si t'es capable.
Y'a de la place sur ma moto, bien au chaud.
Si t'es
bien au chaud,
si t'es capable.
Pour écouter en stéréo, apprécier la météo et apprécier la météo.
Si t'es capable.
Et pour un rodéo tranquille, loin du complot.
Si t'es
loin du complot.
Si t'es
un petit arrêt pipi à la station service. Si tu comprends que c'est à l'État qu'on rend service. 732 francs la pompe. Non, monsieur le président, vous n'avez pas le compte. Au prochain carrefour, la route est bloquée. Des flics sont camouflés pour pouvoir opérer. Ici, le faciès d'un individu est au délit. Ce que la pute de comptoir est à la crème de whisky. Le centre-ville, il vaut mieux l'éviter. Car il est envahi par des manifestants énervés. Peu importe ce qu'ils scandent, crient ou réclament. Ce qui est sûr, ce n'est certes pas de la réclame. Monsieur le président, maintenant il faut reculer. Vous avez raison d'avoir peur, on peut se faire braquer. La voici, votre cité, dite en chantier. Celle dont vous présidez à la destinée. Vos électeurs tendent la main à tous les feux de stop. Les mêmes qui se pressaient à vos bureaux de vote. Avec la hausse du chômage et la crise du logement, se crever un œil est stratégiquement plus payant. Heureusement que vous êtes encore président. Viens faire un tour sur ma moto, monsieur le président.
Si monsieur le président, si t'es capable.
Y'a de la place sur ma moto, bien au chaud.
Si t'es
bien au chaud,
si t'es capable.
Pour écouter en stéréo, apprécier la météo et apprécier la météo.
Si t'es capable.
Et pour un rodéo tranquille, loin du complot,
si
loin du complot. Clic, clac, on fait un selfie, monsieur le président. Souriez, profitez de ce safari photo. Nous allons traverser les quartiers mal famés, la cité de l'avenir, comme vous l'avez baptisé. Des égouts immondes, des flaques et des cloaques qui pourraient vous faire succomber d'un arrêt cardiaque. La nuit est tombée, toujours pas de visibilité, parce que la nationale a coupé l'électricité. Monsieur le président, dans une, deux. Voilà l'accident que nous aurions pu éviter. Direction l'hôpital après 4 heures d'attente. Les pompiers étaient dépassés par l'essence dans l'ambulance. Le patient a de la chance, il va pouvoir être opéré. Grâce à votre présence, il est rapidement branché. Mais une heure plus tard, c'est le coup de théâtre. Le décès est constaté, le patient est débranché. Officiellement, c'est la mort cérébrale. Mais la vraie cause, plus d'oxygène à l'hôpital. Monsieur le président, un hôpital porte bien votre nom. Pourtant, vous et vos proches sont évacués par avion. Inutile donc que je vous pose la question à savoir si vous connaissez le prix d'une consultation. Heureusement que vous maîtrisez la situation.
Heureusement que vous maîtrisez la situation.
Pendant que votre descendance batifole avec des dauphins sur Facebook, vos dauphins manipulent les pots de vin. Et vos concitoyens caracolent bien en dessous de la banqueroute. Viens faire un tour sur ma moto, monsieur le président.
Si monsieur le président, si t'es capable.
Y'a de la place sur ma moto, bien au chaud.
Si t'es bien au chaud,
si t'es capable. Pour écouter en stéréo, apprécier la météo et apprécier la météo.
Si t'es capable.
Et pour un rodéo tranquille, loin du complot.
Si t'es
loin
du complot,
si t'es capable. Viens faire un tour sur ma moto, monsieur le président.
Si t'es capable, si t'es capable, si t'es capable.
We'll be right back.
The band are called Metric. They're from Toronto. That's from the year 2004. The lady's name is Emily Haynes. I think she's gone on to do some other really good stuff as well. The band is called Metric.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Child bride, you were my best friend. So your dad slapped the living shit out of you.
There you go, that's a demo version of Child Bride from Cymbals Eat Guitars from about 19-something. And I think that was from the album Lose. I've got it on a compilation, but I think that's from the album Lose. Before that, Metric was that Canadian vocalist. She's called Emily Haynes, and the track was called Hustle Rose from the album Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Before that, the French track was a track called Le Président, Ma Moto et Moi. The President, My Car and I, or something like that. And the band are called Smoky from Prevolution, Le President, Mamoto et Moi on Out Here Records. And before that, Rhiannon Giddens. That's enough talking down, I think. Okay, what was I going to say? I don't know. Yeah, there's plenty of Premiership football on later today. I'm hoping to get home and see some of that. I'm not sure what the matches are. I know there's a full program. There's at least three live games on TV if you've got the right channels. And three live games continuously tomorrow, I think. Though how much of those I'll see, I don't know. I have a radio show tonight as well on WZBC. And I get home late. I get home very, very late, so I'm not sure what time I'm going to be up tomorrow. But catch it if you can. Punish yourself. Go ahead. You've been bad. You've been very bad.
I never care about looking too chic. Unfamiliar.
And there it was, gone. Rah Rah Riot, second track from their album Need Your Light. That track was called Suckers from 2007. It just interesting. Yeah. Okay, you're listening to WMFO. I'm going to be out of here in about 9 minutes. It's about 9 minutes before seven now. I'm not sure exactly who's coming up after me, but that's okay, because whoever it is, it'll be really good. Okay? I'm not sure the young lady's name. Hopefully she's on her way in.
Out in the desert, there's a soldier lying dead. Just pecking the eyes out of his head. Another day that could have been me there instead. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Death's gonna kill me. Death's gonna kill me. You hit the booby trap and you're in pieces. With every bullet your risk increases. Old Alibaba, he's a different species. Nobody loves me here. Nobody loves me here. Dad's gonna kill me. Dad's gonna kill me.
Richard Thompson, Dad's Gonna Kill Me.
Dad's gonna kill me.
from the album Sweet Warrior from about 10 years ago now. You're listening to WMFO Medford, or WMFO in Medford, if you like. 91.5, my name is Charlie Sadaka. Good morning. Wish me luck with my car. I'm going to go out to my car in a minute and try and get home. Listen to this station, right? Who else would pay you Paper Thin Girl from A Boy Named Thor? And that's just about us done for today. My name has been Charlie Sadaka. That was A Boy Named Thor from Homemade Hits on Kittredge Records, out of California, I think. I don't remember. Played you something from that compilation a while ago. Anyway, so that's just about it from me. I'm going to leave you with a track from Jenny Val called That Battle Is Over. I hope you have a fantastic day and a fantastic rest of the week. I'll catch up with you tonight on WZBC from 10 o'clock, maybe, if I'm there. And if not, I'll see you next time. Keep it tuned right here to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. Have a great day.
What is it to take care of yourself? What are we taking care of? A million bedrooms.
Mothering ourselves.